there's subtlety to my work. I go about this.
It is. It really is.
Yes.
I mean, I just like fresh.
Hello. Divine amplification.
What's up, man?
Is everybody enjoying the proceedings of this evening? I think it's been pretty cool. Yeah. May I have these lights on? Sinister things going on. That's the whole thing. Well, I am going to be the mostly non-music portion of the show this evening. There will be some music involved, but this is actually my first shot at a predominantly comedic performance.
Yeah!
Been spending the majority of my young life trying to make jokes. I usually just tell them to people when I'm having conversations, but tried to write a few down. So I think it would be nice for me to start out with some self-deprecating humor. I think that's a nice way to break the ice. So I'm going to tell you all a tale. I'm going to take you back. I'm going to take you back to the end of the eighth grade. I was a porker. I was a major porker. I was about this tall and weighed about 50 pounds more than I do right now.
Wow.
So it was pretty cool. And I wore New York Mets jerseys and Mets t-shirts every single day. I had about 18 of them. And so what I want to tell you is the story of my first girlfriend.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, it's rich. So We got together at the eighth grade graduation dance, and it was very dramatic. Her friends were trying to get me to dance with her the whole night, and I didn't know what the hell was going on. I didn't understand these things. I just, like, understood snack foods and Star Wars. And so we danced, and I asked her out. She said yes. Our
Woo!
First...
Look at that successful man.
I set to work. First date, we went to McDonald's. Well, I guess that was the first meal, because the first date where we really hit the town was going to the movies, and we went to go see Lara Croft Tomb Raider. My parents came. We didn't sit with them. A couple rows back. Nothing happened. We saw each other a few times over the course of the summer, and then for some reason we just didn't talk at all for like 2.5 months. But then I just called her up, or maybe it was just talking to her online one day, and I just asked her, like, oh, are we still dating? She said, yeah. So that was great. So I planned that since it was going to be our 4-month anniversary at that point, and since we'd gotten so far, I had a big plan to get my first kiss in my life. And so what I did was I knew that there was this like big, beautiful climbing tree in the middle of these woods behind my house that both she and I frequently spend time riding bikes around. And so I went to that tree and I carved the initials in it. And I carved like the initials and like the 4 months and like checked it off. I thought that would be like the most romantic thing in the world that I can do. And so like I told her I had a surprise. I picked her up. I was on my bike. She was on hers. rode out to the woods. And so, you know, when I showed it to her, she was just kind of quiet and was just like, oh, that's nice. Well, I figured I had to go to drastic measures, so we climbed the tree. And so once we were up there, I just couldn't take it anymore. It was like a bomb in the pit of my stomach. And so finally, I broke it, broke the silence, and I said, have you ever kissed anyone up in a tree? She said, no. I said, you want to try? There was silence for 2 minutes. We both stared out into the distance. I finally got my bearings and said, well, guess guess I better be getting on home now. And we never saw each other again. It's okay. It's comedy. You gotta value these things. Alright, well, please don't applaud yet. Shed a tear, maybe. I need to start eating foods that don't have cartoon characters on the front cover of them. I have a thing for cereal. I love cereal, and I love going to the supermarket because the cereal rack is a perfect example of a stratified society. You have your top rack with your corporate cereals, your cushioned cartoon logos, very nicely groomed, very clear, well drawn. Go one rack down, and then you're starting to get into the knockoff rack for the imitators. Tasty O's, Honey Puffs, Fruit Rings, Low Price Krispies. You go to the rack below that, it starts to get even worse. Gets a little ugly. These are your homeless cereals. Calamari Crunch, Misery O's, Porn Flakes, Generic Mush, Frosted Gruel, Crunchy What's That. The only thing that's worse below that one are the milk and cereal bars, and most people kill themselves before they get to that. I was at the West Taconic Diner today, and I, should have taken a girl there, that's right. So I got to enjoy something that's always one of my favorite things, which is to hear grown men talking about cars. I love car people. I'll never be a car person, but they started going, and it just got my mind going, and all I was hearing was just, it's a pretty mean-looking rig you got there. What's that? You got a Chevy Avalanche over there? Is that the late model Buckshot? Chrome XLR Series High Performance GT loaded with four-wheel drive, pivot steering, drop top, stainless steel, all-terrain, JD Power and Associates, fat man, pick of the year. You see, that's what I thought. You're going to get that baby going about 45, 50 miles an hour down an open highway. You're going to drop that thing into fourth gear. I'm going to take that crap right out of your ass. Because I'm going to get you spinning like a... Oh, my God. I'm going to spin like a mother. You're going to take it down past Old Stone Mill Church Road. And you're going to hang Larry in the lumber yard there before you know it. You're about 30 feet up in the air. Because that thing's got full-blown Hemi. And you see, that thing wants to sing. It's going to take it up there. Kind of makes me want to sing too. Makes me want to sing about cars. Car people. What a life we'll plan for a new baby boy, a vehicular pride and joy. Oh, yeah, this thing sounds like crap. His first day at school with a fresh coat of wax, chasing all the girls and playing the saxophone. And I'll drive my wife around as she painfully recovers from the horrifying ordeal of a man's dream being discovered. Oh, Chevrolet, someday Chevrolet. Chevrolet, Lord, give me a sign and I'll know that it's time for Chevrolet, Chevrolet, Lord, I say. And either way, the wife will pay. Chevrolet. Thank you. Out that secret keeping has become the number one problem in the U.S. government. government. Tell no one. This nation is in a state of crisis. We need to make changes. We need to rewrite our U.S. Constitution from top to bottom. And there's only one group of men that we can trust with that task. The New York Yankees. I spent the past. Do I even need a microphone? Should I do that? Okay. All right. I've spent the past 4 or 5 years of my life in the town of Red Hook, for the most part. Yeah. We got one. Red Hook is an interesting place, filled with a whole bunch of really angry people. Really angry people. I've been trying really hard to figure out why they're angry, but there's really no reason for it. It's just kind of a self-sustaining anger that keeps the town moving and keeps the water pumping through the pipes. But I can sum up the way that the Red Hook mentality is in an occasion where I was at the Chinese gourmet restaurant, Golden Walk. MSG! And so I was seated near two working men. They had their bright orange on. They were taking a break for the day, and they didn't say much to each other at all. I was just writing the whole time. I could hear everything, and every once in a while I'd get like the guttural like. But one of them finally was trying to like start up a good conversation, and he said, "Heard the interest rate's going up." The other one just immediately goes, "Well, it has to!" We didn't talk for a while after that. I have this fantasy that at some point, somewhere in the future, a couple of people are going to be walking in the woods, and they're going to stumble across this big open meadow, and it's going to be the sort of place that you can tell is sacred, that nobody has ever really been to before. And all across this meadow are going to be huge piles of stone and granite and marble, but all in shapes and like arms and legs and faces, but from all sorts of periods. It won't make any sense until one of them finally realizes, "Oh my God, it's the missing parts from all the statues! They're all here! It happened!" On a serious note, I envy the way that fish eat. Their food appears on the surface above them and then slowly scatters into their midst. They are swimming through an environment, a three-dimensional environment, of suspended food. And I wish we could do that. I wish we could do that at buffets. The doors open in a grand gesture and you dive into the room, freed of the bastard child of gravity, and you're corkscrewing through cakes and pies and hams and bear claws and rump roasts. Careful, it's a patch of soup. Oh God, oh God, oh wait, oh it's okay. It's okay. He's fine. No problem. It was gazpacho. It was cold. No burns. He's all right. He's all right. Oh, they thought of everything. This is the peanuts are all shelled. The shrimp are all peeled. They don't have any crap in them. No tails. How can life be so three-dimensionally delicious? You cry while you eat. I'd like to talk about Disney World. Growing up as a child, I spent most of my years either in New Jersey or in Disney World. My family would go there just to... Yeah, doesn't it? So my family would go to Disney World almost every single year for vacation, and my father was great because especially once we got older, we didn't have to put on the act of actually caring about all the characters that were walking around anymore, so we can kind of mess with them a little bit. And he had some good ones, a lot of them, but I really liked one with Aladdin. We were at a buffet down there. My sister and I were at the table by ourselves. My father was getting food at the buffet, and while he was gone, Aladdin approached us, and you know, we got to talking, and he's a nice guy. Comes from the other side of the tracks, and my father came back to the table, and just did not recognize Aladdin at all. And so he sat down and he looked at him and he said, "Oh, kids, who's this? And Aladdin's like, I'm Aladdin. Oh, well, that sounds familiar. Where would I know you from? I was in the movies. Oh, which movie were you in? He walked away. But that leads me to a song of sorts.
This is my drum kit. Pearl Export Series.
Sweet stuff.
Yeah, dude. Just so I know, how many... Do we have many children in the room?
None.
One. Okay. I will apply proper caution.
Oh, shoot.
Dude, just go like this.
He's cool. He can handle it.
Yo,
he's
that kid's
that
the
stuff.
Fucking bomb.
Okay, so this song is entitled Cash Limitation Vacation. Get away from it all, to take a vacation, to go to Disneyland, feed the kids with fries, feed the kids with fries, feed the kids with fries. Feed the kids with fries. Overwhelming vacation stress is a wet stain on your back, stain on your back. The stroller people and motorized carts are on the attack, on the attack. Give the kid a kaleidoscope and lock him outside, lock him outside, lock him outside. Buy some friggin' vegetables and cancel the ride. A smooth criminal, a vengeful, sucking rat. Don't settle for that, settle for that, settle for that. Don't settle for that, settle for that, settle for that. Keep Mickey in the closet, 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 keep Mickey in the closet. He's a smooth criminal, a vengeful, sucking rat, a smooth criminal. Don't settle for that, settle for that, 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 settle for that. Cut the crap and trim the fat. Dedicated to Anthony Kingsley back there. Is anyone here like astronaut ice cream?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you people? I used to work at the Olive Garden. I was employee number 440. I had four bosses. Bob, Bev, Barb, and George. George was okay. We had regulars at the Olive Garden. That's not right.
No.
You shouldn't have regulars at the Olive Garden. The whole point of the Olive Garden, besides the lunch with the salad and the breadsticks, is you go there to realize that you shouldn't go back to the Olive Garden. The Olive Garden is something you have to learn in your life. But it I had to deal with a I had to deal with a whole lot of indignant older men. That was kind of the theme there. And it kind of gets me excited because I can't wait till I'm an older man. Because I can't wait to pretend to be indignant all the time. being somewhere with a noisy child, just act like one of those men that you could just see that they're about to boil over, just have the big mustache and the jowls and everything. I'll get fat and get jowls just to be able to get them moving. After a while, just finally explode. I am a doctor! I'm here with my wife! I'm going to abuse poor salespeople at retail places. I'm a well-bred white male and I'm dissatisfied. Somebody help me! go to diners and restaurants and play about all the food. These are hash browns! I ordered mashed browns! Mashed browns! Close your ears for this. Now it's your eyes. I'd like to engage in a very short but poignant dialogue on the Wang. I guess it's going to be more of a monologue at this point, but feel free to chip in. But as far as any words can go for that particular organ, the Wang is my personal favorite. I love the sound of it. It has so many uses. It's smooth. I should say that. I came up with a phrase to replace fellatio a few years ago, and I'm very proud of it. It's called grooving the Wang. And its noun form would be a Wang groove. But it's a classy word, too. It could be used for titles in books. Wangs of Atonement. Wangs in Paradise. Written by Wangs in News. A Wang in hand beats two in the bush. Drink up. I found this old phrase that I wrote when I was a junior in high school that I have to read out loud. It just completely illustrates how much of an idiot I was. So I'm going to put on my junior in high school voice. I wanted to prove something about myself to people. I think I still have some of that mentality going into this junior year, but also a keen awareness of it, which makes me want to avoid other people and thus prove nothing. I also want to prove that I can avoid people. That was it.
This one's a performance piece.
But that kid's still holding his ears.
It's good. It's safe.
My son is scarred for life.
You're better off. Keep him closed. No.
It's you. Keep him closed.
You're good. Thank you for being so lenient. I feel terrible.
I don't know what to say.
Okay. Sexy bottled water on a billboard. It's the Lord. Terracotta believers deliver ashes to the deceivers. Mark the dates. Tectonic plates want your babies, pretty ladies. Take them in droves. Daily bread. Hot loaves. Religion of politics. Try to fix. Always fixing. Slitting throats. Undertaking people. Free the people. Blessed people. Sacred heart. Service starts at conception. The blessed erection. Mother's milk and father's money. All for you, honey. So you better grow up strong. Cavemen vitamins. A sports team. Forget what faggot means. You're normal. Stay normal. Vote normal. Balanced food. Human pyramid. Check the date on the lid. Eliminate saturated fats. This and that. But try and relax and enjoy a snack. Because it's a long day, you gotta pay for that smile on your face. Erase it, clean up, slim down. Try to fix, always fixing a stitch in time. Keep yours, I got mine. It's green and it shines, and I'll wait for the one. A boy and a girl at the end of the world, and I will travel immortal. A fat-faced terracotta believer. A drop of red wine on a black carpet. A misdirected conceiver. Cradling a newborn in feelings over a cup of hot tea. Watching your babies grow up to be young men and women. Spending a spring afternoon solving a jigsaw puzzle on the porch. Homemade whipped cream. Feeling in tune with nature and comfortable with your place in society. Mexican jumping beans. A breakfast sandwich with cracked wheat bread, organic eggs over medium, fresh garden tomatoes, lettuce, and smoked Gouda cheese. Every Christmas, we like to string popcorn up on the tree. I have to admit, most of the time, it never even makes it to the tree. I hope... I have a fantasy that as technology gets better and better over time, that fast food places will invent a way to have flying hamburgers that deliver themselves. And that our world would involve hamburgers and hot dogs and all sorts of food items and things, just with little wings that deliver themselves in front of you. But then you would have companies waging war on each other, and hot dogs would be ambushing hamburgers, and hamburgers would be, I don't know, flying into chimneys, all sorts of hullabaloo. Here's a haiku. I saw the ferret, watched as he stole every egg. Omelet denied. This one is a history-related haiku. I shot Ferdinand. I started the First World War. I feel no remorse. This last one's called Kiosk. Some sex at the mall. A quiet moan behind the booth. Lady with stroller frowns. We're gonna be passing around a collection plate tonight. It's for a local charity that I've been working for many years. Actually, has it started yet? It should have started in the back. You guys have it? No plate yet. Sorry, we'll get it out there. It's for a very, very important homegrown charity. It deals with corn, and it deals with corn that has been taken off of its cob, and what happens to the cob afterward, the ones that get discarded, and caring for them. It's called Cobs Without Jobs. Shorn of their corn. I have another fantasy that... in this fantasy, Ayatollah Khomeini gets a court jester. Gets a court jester in the form of a 1920s song and dance vaudevillian man who would you know, be in his like his large golden chamber. Ayatollah, how you doing? How's it going? What are you thinking? But that it would work out really well, and it would work out so well that the Ayatollah would absolutely love this man as he'd be sitting up in his high chamber. What's it gonna be? What do you want, sir? Hey, shine your shoes? No. Eventually he'll be royal vizier and be promoted. They'll have an E! True Hollywood Story where they're just talking about their experiences together and really heartfelt. I don't actually know what they would say yet, but I just had to put it out there. I think I'm at a point now where I'm going to do my last song and then and finish up and pass the baton on to my wonderful friend Alexander Turnquist. And this is actually a legitimate song. I didn't write this one. I only write illegitimate songs. It involves this thing. Excuse me, sir. This is Don McLean's American Pie in Spanish. Oh, no, God, no, it's not true. time we might still get by. Every time I think about it, I wanna cry. With bombs in the distance and little kids keep coming. No way to be easy, no time to be young. Karaoke nights at the wine bar coming up in a few weeks. So, keep you posted. Thank you.